Hey, Adara, and I'm talking to you about this Grain Belt Express Clean Line. Now, what exactly is it?
Oh, okay. The Grain Belt Express Clean Line is an overhead electric transmission line that will deliver low-cost renewable energy to Missouri. It will deliver enough power to power 200,000 homes, and it will also support Missouri manufacturing and construction jobs.
You said that it supports Missouri manufacturing and construction jobs. Now, will it actually create any jobs?
Yes, it will. The Grain Belt Express Clean Line will create jobs throughout Missouri, both for the construction and manufacturing of the line. We are building relationships with local vendors and suppliers who can produce components for the project. Some examples of that already are we have an agreement with Hubble Power Systems in Centralia, and they'll make transmission components for the line. Another organization we have an agreement with is General Cable, and they're in Sedalia, and they will actually make the conductor for the line. We have similar agreements with ABB in St. Louis and are looking for other vendors and suppliers that can not only construct the line but can also produce other components as well. It's important to us that the benefits of the project stay here in the state, so we're working now to identify different manufacturers and suppliers and folks who can participate in the construction of the project.
Now, how far is this Express Clean Line going to stretch? Where will it begin and where will it end?
Sure. The Grain Belt Express will enter Missouri just north of Kansas City and south of St. Joseph in Buchanan County and go across the northern part of the state all the way through to Ralls County, where it will deliver the power. In Ralls County, we are connecting to the existing transmission system, and we'll have a converter site that will deliver 500 megawatts of clean renewable energy to Missouri.
Wow. Now, when you say clean, low-cost renewable energy, does that mean the citizens that it affects would be seeing a drop in their electricity bills, possibly?
So anytime you deliver a lot of low-cost energy, it will help to keep downward pressure on market prices.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Now, will during the construction of this line, will Missouri residents actually experience any disruptions or suspension in their electricity services?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, and I have a couple last questions for you. How do you, at these meetings that you are going to be holding tomorrow and Thursday, let's see, the meeting tomorrow is in Brunswick, Missouri, and the meeting on Thursday is in Carrollton. Now, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some citizens that will attend and claim that you are trying to take away their farms and their lands by doing this. Now, how do you actually plan to respond when the critics present those kinds of questions to you?
Good question. So the Clean Line is very committed to an open and transparent development process. We've been holding meetings and meeting with folks in Missouri for over 3 years, and we're looking for a continuous dialogue with all kinds of different stakeholders. So we've met with community members, landowners, local elected leadership, you name it. We've had one-on-one meetings, big town hall-style public open house meetings, and we're continuing to make ourselves available to meet with people and to get people involved in the process by holding what we're calling these office hour meetings across the state. So we have one today in Gower, a meeting tomorrow in Brunswick, and a meeting on Thursday. And we are going to be available anytime between 12 and 6 p.m. for people to come and ask questions, look at maps, and be a part of the process.